A reading from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. My servant David shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall walk in my rules and be careful to obey my statutes. They shall dwell in the land I gave to my servant Jacob, where your fathers lived. They and their children and their children's children shall dwell there forever. And David, my servant, shall be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will set them in their land and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then the nations will know that I am Yahweh, who sanctifies Israel, when my sanctuary is in their midst forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. It had to have sounded to them like a shepherd's pipe dream. To a people fallen into captivity and dispersed in these little communities all around the Babylonian Empire comes this absolutely crazy promise from this absolutely crazy prophet. Back to the days of David, the shepherd, who you recall knew how to handle bullies, whether they were bear or lion or Goliath. Back to the land of Jacob, which their ancestors had long called home. Back to a David who wouldn't grow old and feeble and let the kingdom slip unsteadily from his hand as he snuggled with his Abishag, trying to keep warm. No, a David who would really be Yahweh's servant and so a prince over God's people. Not for a golden era destined to fade, but a prince forever. First occurrence, La'olam. And because of him, there would be a La'olam Barit, an everlasting covenant with them. And the nature of that covenant that just goes on and on, like the prince that goes on and on forever, well, he'd set them in their land. And he'd multiply them. And smack dab in the middle of them, he'd plant his sanctuary. And with that, another La'olam. The prince forever. The covenant forever. The sanctuary forever. Words spoken to those who probably saw with their own eyes their last kings have his eyes put out as his children were slain before him. Who thought that they transgressed the covenant with Yahweh so egregiously that he had torn up the agreement of marriage and divorced them forever, who had seen their sanctuary burn and the city torn down. God sent the prophet to announce, you know, guys, it's never going to end like that. Not ever again. This time, it's going to be La'olam. This time, it's going to be everlasting to the ages of ages. And there's more. There's this mysterious David with his everlasting reign. There's this mysterious covenant that never ends. There's this sanctuary in the midst forever. And now God adds, my dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God. They will be my people. And the nations, the Goyim, They will know that I am Yahweh, who makes Israel holy, when my sanctuary is in their midst. One more time, la'olam, forevermore. Phew! That is a whole heap and helping of, and they all lived happily ever after going on right there. Wishful thinking? No. You know how what God promised the exiles ended up proving bigger than anything they could ever imagine. You know how it came to fruition in Jesus, in his taking flesh from the Holy Virgin. All of a sudden, God was suddenly dwelling exactly where he said, in the midst of his people, as one of his people. And just like the angel told Mary, God's going to give him the throne of his father, David. And he's going to reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. It's almost like the angel was saying, that whole thing that Ezekiel promised them, Mary, it's right here, right now, inside of you. His flesh, then, the locus of the dwelling of God, the real sanctuary, the temple, the place that would be everlasting, la'olam. What did he say? Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. And they were like, 40 and some years we've been building this place, and we're not done yet, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days? John adds, he was speaking of the temple of his body, people loved by God. His body is your temple. As his body was offered and his blood poured, would also be your covenant, an everlasting covenant God makes you. Hence, in the old liturgy of the Western Church, words are put onto Jesus' lips. This chalice is my blood of the new and everlasting covenant. Sort of a mashup with the prophecy from Ezekiel and the words of institution. And we say, yes. For the covenant sealed in his blood grants you safe access into the temple where you can join Israel in marveling at him who sanctifies you by literally dwelling in your midst. Another conversation. Woman, I tell you, not on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. Look, you worship what you don't know. We worship what we know. Salvation comes from the Jews. But I'm telling you, the hour has come and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks such to worship him in spirit, the Holy Spirit, and in truth, him who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's the way, your only way into the Father. And the way he opens is in his flesh, which is on the tree for you, stands in heaven for you, and into which you enter his flesh and in his blood poured out for you and down the hatch, an everlasting covenant, carrying to you his promise of peace for all time. And so an everlasting sanctuary. People loved by God. If somebody asks, where do you worship? Your answer is, oh, I worship at the flesh of Jesus. That's where I worship. By the Spirit, you enter into him through the veil, through his flesh. And, you know, Lewis was really right. I mean, you find that inside of him, there is a universe bigger than all of the world outside of him. Inside of him, there is more. In him, you find your prince, your David. He can more than adequately handle the bullies in your life. The sin, the death, the devil, he even handles the law for you. Jesus, your everlasting la'olam. And so you, united to him in a covenant, at peace in a covenant of peace, worshiping through him as you journey back to the Father by the Spirit in the Son, and your life, la'ola, your life, you too will go on forever. You share that joy forever with the saints. La'olam, Jesus, so you. Bigger and better than the poor exiles ever dared to dream. And all quite literally true. Amen.